Paul left the town of Berea and went to the coast with some of the brothers, where he boarded a ship bound for Athens, while Silas and Timothy stayed behind to help with the church that had just been founded. On arriving in Athens, Paul sent the disciples back with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. The ancient city of Athens was the leading Greek metropolis of science, art, and literature. It had magnificent monuments, beautiful marble temples, imposing altars, and statues of gods and goddesses. Athens was a place of artistic splendor and cultural refinement, a university city with renowned schools promoting philosophy, literature, art, and Greek culture. All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. While Paul waited for Silas and Timothy, he wandered through the streets and was very upset to see that the city was full of idols. So he began to talk to people around him. He reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, and he went every day to the marketplace to have discussions with the people who happened to be there. This square, the famous Agora, was also used as a meeting place. One day, a group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with Paul. The Epicureans taught that the best way to live was to avoid suffering and seek pleasure. For the Stoics, virtue and not enjoyment was the highest good. Stern self-denial and courage were needed so as to remain untouched by the suffering and hazards of life. These philosophers listened to what Paul was saying, but they could not understand. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to tell us?" Others remarked, "He seems to be advocating foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. So they brought him along to the meeting of the Areopagus and said to him, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are talking about? Some of the things you say are strange, and we would like to know what they mean." The Areopagus was a famous court that functioned in matters pertaining to religion, culture, and education. It met on a hill that was dedicated to Mars, the god of war. Paul, who spoke fluent Greek, stood up in front of the council and began to speak. Knowing he was talking to some of the greatest philosophers and thinkers of the Gentile world, he said, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked through your city and looked at the places where you worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Now what you worship as something unknown, I have come to proclaim to you. He is the God who made the world and everything in it. As he is the Lord of heaven and earth, he does not live in temples built by men, nor does he need anything that men could offer, since it is he who gives to all life and breath and everything else. From one man he created every nation and race of men, and made them live over the whole earth. And he determined the times set for them, and the limits of the places where they would live. God did this so that men would look for him, and perhaps reach out to find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Some of your own poets have said, 'We are his offspring.' Therefore, as we are God's children, we should not think that his divine person is anything like an image of gold or silver or stone made by the art and skill of man. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising that man from the dead." When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them laughed, but others said, "We will hear you again on this subject." At that, Paul left the council, but a few people believed and went with him. Among them was Dionysius, a member of the council, also a woman named Damaris, and a number of others. Next episode, Paul in Corinth.